9-1 got in the rock.
You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Welcome to the True Word of God. I am Apostle Vernon Whitaker with Pastor Betty Whitaker of First Church Fivefold Fellowship Ministries in Port St. Lucie, Florida. We want to welcome you to our show. Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. This is Chief Apostle Vernon Whitaker, along with my lovely wife, Pastor Betty Whitaker. Apostle Betty Whitaker of First Church Fivefold Fellowship. We are located at 2855 Brighton Street in Port St. Lucie, Florida. 34953. Sunday morning, if you don't have a good church home, are you looking for a good church home? Are you looking to hear the true word of God, the raw word of God? Come visit us tomorrow morning. Our Sunday school starts at 11 o'clock. Our morning service starts at 12. All that we require that you bring your shouting shoes and you begin to praise the Lord. Amen. We lay hands, we deliver. We heal whatever it takes to get a person well. That's what we do. We not only are we concerned about the body, but we are concerned about the whole person. We are more concerned about your spirit, man, than your body, because we know that this body going back to the dust from which it's come from. But the spirit man lives forever. Oh, what a day. Here we go. Y'all ready? Repeat after me.
This is the day that the Lord has made.
We will rejoice and be glad in it. Praise the Lord. Now we just made the enemy mad. We made Satan all upset. No matter what he says or what he does, he cannot take our joy. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm glad that my wife is with me today, that she had been up under the weather, had an operation, but I know God was good. Amen. He promised me before I married that he was going to keep her and he was going to heal her. But he never told me how he was going to do it. So what I do, and this is the name of this program, the True Word of God. Every word that God says, I hang upon it. No matter what it looked like, no matter what it feel like, I know that the word of God is true.
Amen.
Now, I got any believers out there believe that.
Oh, I'm a believer.
That the word of God is true. I got any believers that hang on every word.
I'm a believer, Apostle.
Come on, somebody say, I'm a believer.
God is a man of his word.
Yes, he is.
Yes, he is.
I am a believer.
Yes.
Whatever God says, guess what? It come to pass.
That's right.
We might not see it right then in our time, but it does come to pass. So we got to realize that our time is not like God's time. We on 24 hours. God is by the day.
Amen.
1,000 years are like one day with God. 1,000 years. So if we live to be 900 years, and we ain't lived a day with God. Praise his holy name. Amen. Amen. So we're going to go ahead on and talk about our subject today. I'll let my wife pray for us today.
Amen. Father God, we thank you for waking us up this morning in our right minds. We thank you for healing our bodies. We thank you for allowing us to just get up and flow in your spirit on today. Father God, we pray that those that are out there in the radio land, dear God, that they hear your word, and not only hear your word, but be doers of the word. We ask that this word penetrate their hearts to allow them to know who you are. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. So we're going to open up the lines after a while, and anybody want to call in and make a comment, you can call us at the radio station this morning. The number is 772-221-1100. And the toll-free number is 1-888-221-8990. And also, on Monday nights, we will start having a prayer line. on Monday night at 7:30. And to call into the prayer line, the number is 641-715-3277. And then you have to hit 692933#. Then it's your access code in order to get on the prayer line. Call us Monday night and we will be on the prayer and we will be praying and see God do miracles and God do healing on the prayer line. Myself will be on there, our pastor will be on there, and our assistant pastor, Gloria Williams, will be on your prayer line. So don't forget, we are located at 2855 Brighton Street in Port St. Lucie, Florida, 34953. So call us when we open up the air and your comment, because we have a good subject today. And the good subject is...
the two men in every human being.
Amen. The two men.
Two men in every human being. And that's our inner man and our outward man.
Amen. Inner man and outward man.
How they war against each other when you're not walking in the spirit of Christ.
Yes, yes, yes.
So we want to bring some pointers out this morning. And I know that we've talked about this subject before, but it's a subject well needed because people are battling with the flesh and they're battling with their spirit man.
Yes.
So if you know the difference between the two, and the only way that you're going to know the difference between the two, that you have to know Christ first. So Christ have to dwell in us in order for us to know his word and to go about his word the right way. Amen.
Yes.
So
yes.
I'm going to start out with 2 Corinthians chapter 4, and we're going to read verse 16. He says, "For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day." Paul uses this term inner man several times in the Episcopal of 2 Corinthians 4 and 16. And he's talking about, "For I joyfully concur with the law of God in the inner man, but I see a different law in the members of my body." The inner man is another way of describing the spiritual aspect of a person. The outer man, by contrast, would be the visible external aspect of the person.
Amen.
Human beings were created by God as a spirit, soul, body. It has been said that we are not bodies with souls. We are souls that have bodies. The body, which is the outer man, is our physical housing, through which we experience the world. Our bodies function primarily through the five senses and meeting innate needs that drive us to eat, drink, and sleep. Our bodies are not evil, but are gifts from God. He desires that we surrender those bodies as living sacrifices to him. When we accept God's gift of salvation through Christ, our bodies become temples of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. So what you're saying, Apostle, on the day that God created man, he said that he formed man body out of the mud and the clay. Then in Genesis, it says that he breathed life into that body. So there was just a clay body, but our inner man, our spirit man, lives and housed in this body. So this body, what we're supposed to use it as a living sacrifice unto God. So we're supposed to take our body and make it a living sacrifice unto God. But somehow or another, the church got this thing backwards. They're more concerned about their body than they is the spirit man.
Oh, come on, say
it. And I hear a lot of preachers worrying about the body, but I don't care nothing about your body. I'm worried about your spirit, man.
The soul, that's
right. The soul's what God made this thing come alive. He breathed. When God breathed into this body, guess what he did? He put a part of his DNA on the inside of us. Mm. Come on, somebody. It's like a homing beacon. We always want to go to God from the inner man. But the outer man, which is the flesh, want a wall against God. So this is where we get your spiritual warfare in, if some of y'all don't understand what spiritual warfare is. And Paul did say that our fight is not against flesh and blood. It's not against you. Not against your mama or against your dad or your pastor, but it's spiritual thing. High places, principalities, and all those are spirits. So we need to know that it takes another spirit. Come on, somebody.
Come on.
To fight a spirit.
To fight a spirit.
Flesh cannot fight a spirit. And that's why Jesus said that when we go into the kingdom of God, flesh and blood will not inherit the kingdom of God. But it takes a spirit, man.
And see, once we get to know our spirit man, there's a process of getting that spirit man to come up to a level where we can be able to fight the spirits of principalities and all these spiritual wickedness in high places.
Yeah.
You can't fight a spirit unless you have the Spirit of God in you.
Mm. Oh yes. So the Spirit of God has to reside on the inside of this clay body.
And we got to know that the Spirit of God is what? He left us with the Holy Spirit.
Mm, come on now. Come on now.
Which is a part of his DNA.
Yes, yes, yes. And I need to just clear the air so people don't get this thing all twisted.
Mm-hmm.
When Jesus Christ was on the earth, remember he said, when I leave, I'm going to leave you a comforter. So now that tells me that we must believe in Jesus Christ. But who resides on the inside of us? It's not Jesus, because Jesus is going home sitting on the right hand with the Father. And Jesus said that the Spirit of God would abide with us, and he abide in us. So it takes the Holy Ghost to get on the inside of us. So now my question is to a lot of saints out there, if you say that you have been touched by the Spirit of God and you have been changed, then how do you know that your inner man is on the same accord, come on, with the Word of God? Somebody call us in and let us know. Call us at 772-221-1100. You can dial 1-888-221-8990 and tell us how you know that your spirit man, come on now, has lined up with the Word of God. Because we have a lot of Christians.
Amen. Amen. A lot of Christians.
A lot of Christians that will sometimes say that they're lined up with the Word of God. But how do you experience? How do you know? Hit the ring button. You on the air, caller?
Yes, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. How you doing?
Yes, I'm fine, thank you. And I want to say that how do you know that? Because not only the things that you used to do, you won't do, but you can hear, and God will give you instructions to do if you're waiting on instructions and you know it's Him, and He'll tell you exactly what to do, and you just go and do it.
Amen.
That's how you know you lined it up.
Oh.
He'll speak to you.
Come on now.
A lot of people don't know how God speaks to them.
Mm.
How do God speak to us?
He was softly, and say for instance, you're waiting on something from God and waiting on an answer. You've been afraid about something and you waited, and God tells you exactly what to do, and you know it's Him, because He tells you what to do, and you've been waiting for this. Okay,
it's a knowing.
Yes.
It's a knowing, because we have to know the difference between us and our voice and God's voice. And it's just like you said, Carla, it's a soft voice, and it's going to line up with the Word of God.
Exactly. Amen.
It's going to be confirmed in our spirit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much for that.
Thank you. Amen. God
bless
you.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Any more callers out there want to call in and let us know how God changed you from the inside? You ever notice when Jesus, when he healed someone, he always said that you are made whole?
Your faith. It's your faith that has made you whole.
But the healing does not start from the outside. The healing starts from the inside.
That's right.
So so when we are messed up, that means our spirit man is messed up. So in order for us to get right, in order for us to live right and do what God called, we got to be healed from the inside out. So now we get into this thing what Paul said, the inner man. We got to understand this inner man is the one that is connected to God. Not your body. Not your flesh. But the inner man.
So I have a question. What does Christ say about the value of a man's soul?
Come on.
Now, in Mark chapter 8, verse 36 and 37, the word says, "For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the world and lose his own soul?" In other words, what shall a man give in exchange for his soul?
What can you give?
What can we give?
God puts us a greater value on our inner man that he allowed his son to be nailed to the cross and die so we may have eternal life. Hit the green button.
We have another caller.
You on there, caller?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Apostle. Good morning, Chief Apostle. I just wanted to comment on, you know, what you guys were saying earlier about knowing the difference. You know, I wanted to share a few minutes, well, not a few minutes, just a moment of when I was in God and then I backslided. Mm-hmm. There's a separation between the spiritual realm and the natural. And you would know so by your relationship with God. You know, when I backslided, I felt that separation where I went back into the natural realm. And when I came back to God, I felt that when the spiritual realm was taking a hold of me, you have that sense because God, he lives on the inside. When you allow him to live on the inside, you feel that change within. And just like the young lady was talking about when she just called, that you don't do the things that you used to do.
Yes.
You don't act the way you used to act. And there is a separation between the natural man and the spiritual man. And you understand that when you have that connection and that relationship with God. Hey. I just wanted to make that comment.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Very good comment.
You're so right. There is a separation. There got to be a separation. How can you say that you are a child of God and you still acting the same way? There's something wrong with the picture.
You can't do it.
Come on now.
You can't. You know, I'm living one way and my actions is totally different.
Yes.
This is what causes people to lose respect for the body of Christ we are living one way and our actions is saying something totally different.
Yes.
It's opposing to Christ.
Yes.
This is why people cannot trust Christian people.
Yes.
They say, oh, you're a Christian.
Yes.
You just like somebody else.
Yes. Come on now.
And it's not like that. They're not really giving you a chance to prove who you are.
That's right.
Because they've already said you're just like the other Christians or somebody that they know or affiliated in Christ.
Yes.
My life, my walk with Christ have to line up with the word of God to show that I am different.
Yes.
I am different from anybody because Once you've established a life in Christ, people are going to know the difference. They're going to see the difference. They're going to see the change about you.
Yes, yes.
So we have to make sure, saints, that we are living this word, breathing this word, and not only acting out love. It's about love. It's about forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
It's about turning the cheek. You know, you cannot be the same way when you came out of the world as if you are walking in the order of Christ. You cannot. There has to be a difference in your life.
Yes, because the word says that we are a peculiar people. So peculiar means that we are set apart from everybody else. So if your inner man is not doesn't have that separate from your flesh, then you're not a peculiar person. So how can you really tell when you are being separated? I like what the caller said. There got to be a separation. So you can tell when you're being separated because what the first caller says is that I don't do what I used to do. I don't talk the way I used to talk. I don't go to the same places that I used to go to. But when I do go to them places, guess what? I feel uncomfortable.
Comfortable. That's right.
It don't feel the same way. I don't get no enjoyment out of it no more. I don't want to be around that situation. So Paul is saying that we got to get our inner man connected with the Spirit of God. So if you're not connected with the Spirit of God, then that means that you're still in your flesh.
That's right. Paul says what? For I joyfully concur with the law of God in the inner man.
Inner man.
So wherever I go, just like you're saying, Apostle, I should be made uncomfortable.
Uncomfortable.
Around people that are living in a worldly lifestyle.
Yes. Yes.
When God is trying to impart something in us.
Come on now. Trying to put something in you.
You got to separate. You got to just, if people, your friends, you're going to lose friends. Oh, yeah. A lot of times we are afraid of losing our friends, our family, what they're going to say about us. But see, when you're in Christ, you don't care about what nobody says about you.
Yes.
Because my relationship with Christ is different from somebody else's because I love the Lord.
Yes.
You have to develop that lifestyle, that sense of peace you come into.
Yes.
And you want to share that with everybody.
Yes. Yeah. We need to know that our soul, our spirit man, is our personal center from the being which is our mind, will, and emotion operate. With our soul, we choose either to obey the lust of our flesh and the desires of the Holy Spirit. So it's your mind that overrules the spirit man. And a lot of times, you know, when we're about to get ourselves in a whole bunch of mess, and I look and the spirit man begin to speak to us and say, no, don't go there. Don't do this and don't do that. But yet our flesh, because they feel good to the flesh, and the flesh say, well, it'll be all right. You know, there's a lot of saints that still are in the flesh. They have not yet succumbed to the Spirit of God. And when you come to the Spirit of God, when you let the Spirit begin to rule your life,
I want to go back to the question. What does Christ say about the value of a man's soul? A man's soul is worth more than anything else in this world.
Yes.
You know, it is valuable than all material things a man can acquire in this world.
Yes.
See, we're looking at this the wrong way. Materialistically, you know, I value my car, I value my house, I value my children, I value my job, I value everything else. I'm putting everything else above God.
Yes.
When it was God in the first place, bless you with this. He blessed you with the mindset and gifts to know where you belong in this world.
Yes.
So how do we value a man's soul? I don't know if I'm making myself clear.
Yes, you make yourself very clear. And it's a scripture that we love to say, but I don't think we really understand it. But we speak it. And we said that when we worship God, we worship it in spirit and truth. But if your spirit is not lying and communicating with Jesus, then how can you worship God if your spirit ain't right? How can you worship him in truth when you know that you're living a lie? How can you worship God in truth when you know that you're still sinning? How can you worship God in the truth and knowing that your life is not lining with the word of God? Something is missing when the scripture said that we worship him in spirit and in truth. So we got to be true about our matter of life. So we have to let ourselves know, yes, I am wrong, I'm not doing right, but I need to repent and get it right in order to worship God in spirit and truth. So if you're not worshiping God in spirit and truth, then you are living a lie. You must line up. You must be able to communicate with the Spirit of God. And that's why they said that the Spirit of God knows our spirit.
That's right.
So how you think God knows our very thoughts? Come on, somebody. And your spirit man be speaking. And so like that's why when we minister to folks in First Church 54 Fellowship, and you stand upon the altar, and we know whether or not your spirit is right. We know when you are fighting the flesh and when you're in spiritual warfare. So we are not here to down nobody, but to encourage someone that you must live the way God has caused us to live.
And not only to live, you have to want to do this. Mm. Because God is not going to force himself off on you. It's free will, mm-hmm. so to speak. You have to want to live this lifestyle. Mm-hmm. And you can't live it straddling the fence.
Oh, come on now.
You can't say, you know, I want to be with my friends over here one day, yes. and trying to fit in with them and then to fit in with the world. You can't do that.
Can't do that. Mm.
It's Ooh, free God. Will. You have to want Christ. Mm. You have to want that separation,
yes.
peace. You have to want to do what's mm-hmm. right.
That's right.
And don't get me wrong, not everybody want to do right.
They sure don't.
Because wrong feels so good.
It feels so good. Good to the flesh.
It's good to the flesh. It's satisfying to the flesh.
That's why some can't get out them relationships.
They're
stuck. That's why some still messing with married women and married men, because of the flesh.
They're confused.
Yeah, because of the flesh. They try to fight it.
Flesh is a mess.
But yet they're not really reading the word of God and understanding what the word of God is saying. And we know that in our inner man, it have a conscience and it's with the spirit. So that the Spirit can move and convict us of our sins. So if the Spirit of God does not come in and convict us of our sin, I thank God that he convicted me of my sin so that I was able to do. Oh, our time is almost gone. So we're going to pick up next week. And again, the prayer line will be Monday night at 731-715-3277. And the access code is 692933#. And we are located at 2855 Brackner Street in Port St. Lucie, Florida. Sunday school starts at 11 o'clock. Our morning services start at 12. Come visit us tomorrow so that we can worship in God in spirit and truth. And this is Chief Apostle Vernon Whitaker.
And Apostle Betty Whitaker.
Of First Church, Fivefold Fellowship. Here we go. This is the day
that the Lord has made.
We will rejoice and be glad in it. Have a wonderful day, and may God bless you, and may God keep you, and may God heal you. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen.
Thank you for listening to the true word of God with Apostle Vernon and Betty Whitaker. I want to invite you to worship with us this Sunday at 11:30 a.m. We are located at 2855 Brighton Street in Port St. Lucie, Florida, 34953. If you would like more information about our ministry or this program, you can call us at 561-718-2361. Join us next week at the same time for the true word of God.